Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al, where we bring one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members onto the show, and we get the opportunity to learn from them. We get the opportunity to listen to what they have to tell us. And what's very important about the message that they're sending is they're sending information regarding their results. They're going to tell you about the journey that they have traveled and the results that that journey achieved. And I will tell you, on today's show, not only do I have a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I also have an ambassador. Now, this gentleman essentially raised his hand and he said, you know what? I live in a part of the country where we don't necessarily have access to Lifestyles Unlimited offices. And as a result of that, I feel like we've got to spend a little time getting to know the people that live in the general area and networking with them and building our core group of people. So an ambassador comes to the forefront and essentially says, I will do that. I will organize meetings. I will make sure that there's an opportunity for us as Lifestyles Unlimited members to get together so that we can learn from each other, so that we can network with each other, so that we can get the opportunity to do the things that, well, basically happen within the physical locations of Lifestyles Unlimited. I've got a special treat for you because this gentleman that I have on today, he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited at the ripe age of 30. That's right. At the age of 30, he decided that the path that he was on wasn't working for him and he wanted to do something different. So he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of background to that and we'll get into that on today's show. But I also want to tell you this. He was able to start with a fixed amount of money, and he was able to, by correctly investing and doing the things that he learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, turn that investment into basically an 850% return over an 8-year period of time. So those are excellent results, and those are the kind of results that we're expecting at Lifestyles Unlimited. These are the types of results our members achieve. So with no further ado, let me stop talking, and I'm going to bring Tyler on. Tyler, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, man, it's good to have you on the show today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
So let's get right into it. Tell me, let's go way back prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. Did you go to college?
Yep. No, I went to engineering school, got out in 2005, and then went to work right away for an oil field service company.
So were you following the mindset of go to school, work real hard, get real good grades so that you could get a job, so that you could work real hard, so that you could eventually have some kind of retirement package and maybe, you know, get to the age of 50, 60 or 70 years of age and start living off that money?
Yeah, with the exception that my grades were only mediocre, but same philosophy, and you know we were plugging in everything we could into 401ks, Roth IRAs, other asset type investment, equity type investments.
So basically, anything your financial planner could get you into, that final financial planner got you into those types of investments.
Yeah, yep, that's accurate.
How did those types of investments work out for you? I mean, were they doing the things that you expected to do, or what was going through your mind at that time?
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, they were going fine up until about, fourth quarter of 2008, and then all of a sudden, you know, kind of the bottom dropped out, and for the next, 12 to 18 months, we watched everything erode by 40 to 50%, and which, you know, was certainly hard to stomach, but, you know, when you're 26, 27, 28, and, you know, you've got theoretically got time on your side and, you know, all the financial advisors saying, yeah, don't worry about it. And that's what happens. You got 30 years to recover. you know, I didn't really think anything of it. But, of course, it stung. And, you know, fortunately, I had some friends that, you know, said, hey, you gotta read some of these books on real estate investing. And so Rich Dad Poor Dad was, of course, top of the list and read through that and liked what I read.
Yeah, I read the same book, and I'll tell you what, it opened my eyes to things that I wasn't aware of.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I would say most folks typically aren't, right? Because you've got everybody in the media, everybody, you know, from the banks basically telling you one thing. Your parents typically, right, grew up a certain way, and so you've got everybody in your ear telling you the route to go. And unfortunately, for a lot of folks, like a lot of these other vehicles don't really come to mind.
So you got focused on the concept of real estate. And, you know, at what point did you decide that you were going to start traveling down the real estate road?
Yeah. So we, like I said, it was, you know, 2008 or 9, 10, somewhere in there. We read the Rich Dad Poor Dad and kind of found an alternative method to wealth. And it really took a couple of years before I could actually kind of put it together, right? Because I wasn't quite sure how to actually make it work. We knew we needed more help. We knew we needed more education, but just didn't really know how to get that because none of my friends, none of my, you know, mentors at the time were doing that. We really had no idea how to start. And so we were in South Texas at the time and, you know, saw an advertisement for Rich Dad Education coming to town to learn a little bit more. And so we started down that path just to, you know, as a opportunity to kickstart our real estate investing. And so we did that, did the workshop, did the 3-day seminar a few weeks later. And, I mean, I can go into the details of that if you want, but ultimately kind of left feeling like it just really wasn't for us, but we knew that the real estate philosophy and path made sense.
Makes sense to me too. Say, Todd, we're going to break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that Rich Dad journey that you went on, and then see how that transitioned as to where you are now. We'll be back right after this.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So if you're just joining us, my guest today on Tell Al is Tyler. And Tyler became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited at the age of 30. But prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited, he decided that the path that he was on, the conventional wisdom that he was advised from everybody in his core group of people that advised him, told him to, you know, go to school, get good grades. In his case, he admitted, okay, I didn't get good grades, but we're not going to hold that against him. He still got a good job, got into the workforce, and started doing everything his financial planner advised him to do. He put money into 401ks. He put money into IRAs. You know, he was doing the conventional wisdom investing. And then a little thing happened in 2008 called a market meltdown, and he saw losses of about 40 some odd percent in his portfolio. Now, of course, his financial planner said, don't sweat it. You're young. These things happen. Don't sell your stuff. It'll eventually come back. You know, so he heard that advice. So, Tyler, what was going through your mind at that time?
Man, I mean, during the financial meltdown, of course, you know, we were concerned not only about our savings, our retirement, but also about our jobs. Unfortunately, you know, we were in a position where you know, both of us could stay employed, you know, through 2008-09. But like I said, I mean, having gone through that, having, you know, watched half your, you know, your savings, which, you know, for us, like I said, we were young, so it wasn't a huge amount of money, but it still hurt. You know, you just start reading, just start researching and talking to people and realizing that, you know, there's got to be a different way. There's got to be another way out there.
You did like I did. You started reading books. We both read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Really good book written. I mean, well-intentioned book, and really gives you the opportunity to see things from a different lens. So you read the book, you got motivated, and then you kind of looked into some different educational programs to help you get started. What was that experience like?
So we were living in South Texas at the time, and saw an advertisement for the Rich Dad Education 2-hour free workshop, and so jumped on the opportunity to go listen to hear what they had to say. And of course, it was, you just get a little teaser, right? You get to learn a little bit about kind of their model and philosophy, and then they offer the opportunity to join their 3-day workshop for some nominal amount of money. And so we did that, right? Because, here again, trying to learn all about real estate, trying to learn different ways to build wealth, jumped on the opportunity. And so we attended the 3-day workshop, which, the first day was fine. It was very educational, very, upfront about, this is how single family homes work. This is how mobile homes work, so on and so forth. But then, Saturday comes along and you start feeling a little bit more of the sales pitch, the high pressure sales tactics. And then by Sunday, it's time to sign on the dotted line. And, the stuff that we were being asked to do was just, it was pretty uncomfortable, and we didn't really, we felt kind of, obviously very pressured to have to do some of the things that they required us to do to get to the level of commitment that was required to really make their real estate education work. And so it was a lot of money. It was involved a lot of, additional credit card debt, and it just didn't make sense. So we left.
So you walked away from that. I'm guessing you, after spending, all that time and effort on a program like that, how did you feel?
Yeah, we were pretty, a lot of emotions, right? Kind of frustrated because it didn't quite match what I read about in the book, very depressed because it's like this, we felt like this was our only opportunity, and, we just didn't follow through. And then also very, really just kind of desperate, right? Like, man, I guess we're just going to have to go back and do what we've been doing. But I'll tell you what, like, that was the long drive home. It was, we went to the workshop. It was about 3 hours away from town, from where we lived. And we had a lot of conversations along the way about, how to make it work. But, I still kind of believe that the underlying philosophy made sense. Their tactic, their approach just wasn't for us. And so we kind of just continued on to find a different way.
What was the next step? I mean, did you just proceed on your own and try and buy real estate? Did you look for a different source of education? How did you proceed from there?
Yeah, good question. So got home late Sunday night, kind of put my thoughts together and went back to work Monday morning. And, just continued to do some internet research because we knew that, like, there was no way I was going to I didn't feel comfortable with, buying a single family home and trying to make money on it, not really knowing what I was doing. So I knew I needed help in some regard. I knew there had to be some more options out there. And so just, doing some internet research, of course, a lot of the typical ones that you see come up, buy this CD set, buy these books, yada, yada, yada. Being in Corpus Christi at the time, my Lifestyles Unlimited popped up. And just so happened that they had an office in San Antonio and had another two-hour workshop coming up. It might have been that next weekend or fairly shortly thereafter. It was pretty quick. So jumped on the opportunity again to drive up there. San Antonio is 130-some miles from Corpus. So I went up there for the 2-hour, and the approach was much different, of course. Went through, of course, the same underlying fundamentals of real estate, but the approach to the education and the way the Lifestyles kind of ran the organization was much different. And so signed up for the 2-day, which I think was like about a month later.
So you went through the 2-day event, and what was your experience there?
Yeah, well, fortunately I was able to convince my wife to come along with me again on another one of these, crazy real estate workshops. And honestly, I don't know how I did it, but she, you know, she obliged, and we went up to San Antonio and spent the weekend for the 2 day. The experience there was you know, a lot better. You know, we both learned a lot more, I think, in those 2 days than certainly than we did prior. But I think the thing that really did it for us was just the structure of the lifestyle membership. You know, the access to education, the access to networking, the access to, you know, opportunities to meet people in person, to learn from them. And then I think, you know, the other two big things really was, because it's a membership, it's rule based, you know, you can get kicked out, you can get your membership revoked. And so, you know, for us, that meant, you know, trust, right? Like, obviously Lifestyles needed the money to continue their operation, but they didn't need it enough to keep you around if they didn't like, you know, what you're up to. So we like that aspect. And then we really like the opportunity to invest our money passively.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, that was one of the things that attracted me to the program, too, was the fact that they were honorable. They had honor. It was something completely different than I had seen before. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of the deals that Tyler has invested in so that you can understand what he has done to create wealth. Back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. It is Tell Al, and Tyler is telling Al everything that Al asks, which is kind of a nice relationship. It is really neat to have somebody on the show that answers all of my questions. I'm just kind of being a wise guy because Tyler and I were kind of cutting it up a little bit at the break. But what I wanted to get into, Tyler, is I wanted to talk about these investments that you're doing. You went through the 2 day financial freedom seminar program. You received the education that all of us receive as members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you made a decision to invest passively in real estate. What kind of drove that decision?
Yeah, we had, so at the time, you know, we'd been working for a few years. We saved up some cash. We had about $100,000 at our disposal, and trying to figure out the best way to put it to work. My job at the time, being in oilfield services, you know, the typical lifestyle is you move from location to location about every 2 or 3 years. And so we knew that our time in Corpus was going to be coming to an end fairly soon. And, you know, our thought was, do we really want to buy a single family home here and then have to manage it far away being, you know, new investors? And so our thought process was, well, at least we can go the passive route and we can put our money to work and continue to learn and just kind of see where it goes from there. And so that's what we did. We found a couple of leads that we really liked, and they just so happened to be putting some deals together in Central Texas. And so we split it up and, you know, put 50 in each. And that would have been about Q1 of 2012, rather.
And how did those investments do for you?
They did great. You know, we doubled our money in just about 3 years. So a little over 200% return. One of them was more of a value play, so we didn't get any distributions out of that one for the first 12 months. But, you know, the lifestyle model, of course, teaches you, you know, about how to build value in multifamily apartments. And so we were both working, of course. We didn't need the cash flow, so it was no big deal for us. But, man, I tell you, like, in 3 years, doubling your money, you know, effectively that's about a 28-30% annualized return. I mean, that's pretty tough to get anywhere else.
Yeah, and the neat thing is you weren't riding the risk of the stock market, nor were you having to continue to inject money into those investments like you would do in an IRA or 401k.
I would say, you know, and beyond that, like, just the thought of having something tangible, a tangible asset that you can go and touch and feel, and, you know, if you wanted to, and just really go see the progress, like, for us, at least for me, was valuable. And then, you know, from a more of like a philanthropic, I suppose, perspective, you know, both properties we had the opportunity to improve the life of the residents there. So, yeah, we refurbished the pool. We got that up and going. We put in a playground for the kids. And it was just really nice and rewarding to actually see, you know, our equity, you know, pay off for other people as well.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing when you have that opportunity to make an improvement in somebody else's lives. You know, it's I'm invested in some apartment communities myself. And, you know, just when you see the before pictures and you see things like of a pool filled in, or, you know, there's no place for the kids to play. And then you see those after pictures and you see a thriving community. It really just gives you a great sense of helping others, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. In fact, I'm in one deal right now where that's exactly the case. It's a smaller complex, but, you know, when I went and toured it, the kids were kind of just playing in the parking lot. And, you know, they're right off of a busy street. So there's a little bit concern there. But, you know, this property has, this one in particular is kind of unique in that it had, like, probably a third of an acre right behind it that was just nothing, right? It was just part of the deed, and it was just, you know, overgrown grass. And so part of the business plan was, well, we're going to turn this into a nice little area for families to hang out. And so we put in a park and, or I mean, a playground, a couple picnic tables. And so we made it a nice little common area where people can go hang out away from, you know, the busy street.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I was just imagining going to that park with some hot dogs and hamburgers and, you know, maybe having a nice afternoon. And that's the effect that you created for the residents in that community.
Yep, absolutely.
You started with those two deals. You wound up selling them, made great returns on that money. Did you go out and buy a bunch of jet skis and a boat with the returns? Or what did you do with the money?
I wish we could have been in that situation, but no, we parlayed those returns right into our next deal. And so, you know, effectively $200,000 plus an extra 50 in cash that we'd come up with, right into the next deal 4 months later, I suppose. So yeah, it's really just about, you know, deploy, redeploy, type of mindset. So we've, you know, in all of our investments, we haven't really taken any money out of the account. It just kind of comes in and it goes out, velocity of money.
So how many deals are you currently invested in now?
We're in a total of 10 deals, but some of those are, you know, include multiple properties. So I think it's probably 14 properties, 10 deals, 14 properties, something like that.
Okay.
Yep.
And how are those investments doing for you?
They're better than the market, I'll say. Unfortunately, they haven't been as good as those first two deals. But, you know, we've seen, you know, just a shift, I would say, in the economics and real estate over the last 8 years, right? There's been a lot of money coming in, it seems like, and prices have gone up, returns have gone down a little bit. But they're still doing, you know, we're still on pace to outperform the market. So from that perspective, it's good.
Yeah, it's amazing what's going on with real estate. You know, everybody wants to be a part of it. You've got all this money coming in from God knows where, you know, to own American real estate. And, you know, it's gotten a little bit pricey out there. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean that returns still can't be made in the current conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to find the right deals. I would say most of the ones we're in today are more of your yield play type. They're, you know, there was nothing really inherently wrong with them. They just needed some minor cosmetic upgrades. And now we've been working on building the rents a little bit and, you know, managing the expenses, keeping occupancy up. So, you know, they're generating annually 15 to 17% annualized, something like that.
Yeah, you're not doing so good. You're only making 15 to 17% annualized. There, a little poke in the ribs for you there.
Yep.
Yeah. So you guys are doing great. So here's the question I think a lot of our listeners have on their mind. How much time are you devoting on, I don't know, you pick it, a daily, a weekly, a monthly basis to actually investing in these properties?
Yeah, I mean, I might do a little more than most. I'm kind of your typical type B analytical type, so I look into the finances a lot, but literally it's, you know, maybe a few hours at the end of the month. You know, we get the reports in, we'll review everything that went on the previous month, look at the financials. I might look at them once or twice thereafter, but I would say, of course, though, that, you know, over the last 4 months with COVID-19 and all the legislation that the governments are trying to push, and you know, with in terms of rent deferrals, rent cancellation, stuff like that, we've been looking at a little bit more than the past. But yeah, I mean, we're certainly not. It's not a day-to-day thing.
So the reality is, you can focus on your lifestyle and the things that you want to do.
Correct. Yep.
Absolutely cool. Hey, we're going to break, Tyler. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that ambassador role that you raised your hand for, because I want to find out more about what's going on there. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Tyler. He is one of our many ambassadors that we have. He just happens to be one of the ambassadors that's in Colorado. So what that means is he is kind of a spearhead figure. In other words, he is somebody that has basically raised his hand and said, you know what? We need some organization here. We need some continuity here. So I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to step up as an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'm going to help my fellow members get together to do the things that we need to do as investors to not only learn and educate and network, but to grow in what we're doing. Am I close to your roles and responsibilities as an ambassador, or did I leave anything out?
Yeah, no, I think that's a pretty good start. So yeah, when the call went out to look for volunteers, of course, you know, I at the time thought I was the only Lifestyles member in Colorado. And so I raised my hand. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll see what I can do to help build the base, because, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody to talk to face to face about this. And so, but also, you know, selfishly, it was an opportunity to get re-engaged with the Lifestyles community, because we've been away for a couple of years, and, you know, really to try to force myself to get back into, you know, the education and reviewing the material online not to be an expert per se, but, you know, as we grew the membership, I wanted to be able to at least, you know, have the confidence to answer people's questions about, you know, just real estate stuff in general and or the Lifestyles model. And so, yeah, I signed up in 2018, and lo and behold, we had, you know, maybe half a dozen or so members that kind of came out of the woodwork. And so we started there. And then last year, I think we signed up probably about 30. So I think our base here is in the 40 to 45 range. And we, you know, we try to get together on a monthly basis as we can. It was in person before, but now it's all virtual. But it's been great to keep everybody engaged, you know, answer any questions. We got, like I said, a lot of new members. And so there's a lot of questions about how things work and where to go to find different information. And so it's been great to be helpful in that regard.
Yeah, I think that's one of the neatest aspects of Lifestyles Unlimited, is that we, as the members of the organization, we help each other out. You know, it's now we've got dedicated mentors and things like that, and they've got a very specific role, and none of us want to be a part of that role, because, you know, those guys, they work very diligently. But that opportunity to network with each other, that opportunity to help each other out, you know, when I'm looking for information about a particular topic and maybe I'm just not seeing it in the educational material or I'm looking at the wrong part of the educational material, it's nice to be able to call up a guy like you and say, Tyler, am I crazy? Am I even close?
Right. Yeah, and I will say that certainly has happened, right? I get calls from our local members here all the time about, you know, various things, right? Like how do I go about finding certain classes on different things, or hey, I'm looking at this investment. Obviously I'm not trying to give them financial advice and all that stuff, but just give them my opinion. We talk about different things back and forth and help them make an assessment.
I would view you, I mean, you and I have never met face-to-face, at least not that I'm aware of. We may have ran into each other at an expo and said hi, but it's nice to know from my frame of reference that there's somebody like you out there that, to be honest with you, I've gotten to know pretty well in the last hour or so, that I can call you and I can have a conversation with you about passive investing. I mean, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, you know what? You're doing better than I am. You got started before I did. You've seen a lot more things than I have. You're invested in more deals than I am. You have experience. You have credibility with me. And as such, you are an asset to me. And by all means, I would want to reach out to somebody like you. I mean, do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the members we have here certainly take advantage of that. And I love it. I like getting their feedback and their responses and their questions and helping them kind of guide them to the right answer. We've got several members too that are more experienced than I am, and they've been investing in real estate for a few decades, and they've been doing it obviously a little bit differently than lifestyles, but there's still some similarities, and so I would say I learned from them as well. But the other interesting thing too is I believe I just heard that our national member base at Lifestyles has now exceeded the Texas member base, which I think is really cool. So it's growing across the country. We got I don't know how many ambassadors in various different states. And, it's nice when we have these workshops, hopefully when we can have these in-person workshops again, we'll get 20, 30 people to show up. And, of course, I'm there and can talk to them candidly about my experience and, what they can expect going forward after they sign up, and give them some advice or some, clarity onto how, at least what we try to do in Colorado.
Pretty cool stuff. Let's go back to your investments and what you're doing. You've got 10 deals across 14 properties. You've got almost $1 million in net equity out there. You've got cash flow coming in at 15-17% annualized. I mean, you're doing pretty good. What does the future look like for you? Are you going to continue doing passive investments? Are you going to maybe look at single family, multifamily? What do you think you might do?
Good question. So of course we've been thinking about that a lot, and obviously real estate for us has been very, very lucrative, more so than our equities investments. And so, we've tried to divest out of equities and stuff like that and reinvest in more real estate. So we're continuing to, put everything that we can save into future deals. We reinvested probably 80% of our capital last year, so we won't be expecting that to come out for another, 3 to 5 years. But, our plan hopefully is that at that point, we'll be in a position to where we can either say, all right, do we want to continue this passive route, or should we actually look for our own deal? I think personally, I'd love to have my own IRO, a small 30, 40, 50 unit type little complex that I can own and manage myself. And just kind of make that our future, legacy, so to speak, and go from there. But the passive route is still very good too.
It's allowing you to do the things that you want to do for your lifestyle, correct?
Yeah. I mean, my wife and I are still working. We enjoy our jobs. We enjoy the people we work with. So it's not like we're, trying to get away from that. I think part of it is, our identity as well. But, real estate has obviously given us a different pathway to retirement. And so, when the COVID thing started happening in March, I mean, we all remember watching the S&P and the Dow drop, 30% in a matter of 2 weeks. I mean, we had very little exposure to that. So, It was kind of nice to not have to worry about that and just focus on, you know, our real estate investments and talk to our leads and make decisions and, you know, understanding, yeah, we're going through some tough times right now. The cash flow is not really there, but we still have an asset that's, you know, appreciating and we're adding value. So in the future, it'll be, you know, hopefully we'll be able to generate some pretty decent returns and then move on.
So let me ask you about the lifestyle. What is it about your life right now that you and your family are able to enjoy that would not have been possible without the investments you've made in real estate?
Sure. You know, like, I mean, we're continuing to reinvest, you know, all the returns back into properties for the future. So it's not like we're living off of that income, but what it has allowed us to do is say, you know, I don't need to be, you know, up until a couple of years ago, I was in the oil field space. And so oil, of course, being a very volatile commodity, you know, you boom and bust, and we're in a bust right now. So it's nice to, you know, not have to worry about getting that high paying job just to maintain your current trajectory, right? So we're able to, you know, survive and get by on with jobs with, you know, salaries that might be a little bit less than what we could make, knowing full well that we have a quote unquote retirement plan in our real estate going. So it's really kind of allowed me to make some career decisions where I can be home more. You know, we've got a 3-year-old son, and so I'm able to spend a lot more time with him. He requires a lot of attention right now. And so it's nice to be able to do that rather than having to get that really high paying job, travel around all the time and not be home as much.
Well, it sounds like you've got it pretty much figured out. You know, Tyler, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the show today. I know your time is important to you, and it's important to us that you shared a little bit with us. So I want to thank you very much for doing that. And for those of you out there that are trying to figure out how to get on the path that Tyler is on, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. All the information you need about what we do is there, and you can get yourself signed up for an upcoming free workshop, which will make a definitive difference in your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.